This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
A mass of humanity is gathering under an international bridge in the Texas border town of Del Rio, hoping to be allowed into the country as migrants. This is in Congressman Tony Gonzalez's district.
This is unsustainable. This is not America. This is not the way things should be.
There are close to 10,000 migrants waiting to be processed by the Border Patrol, and Congressman Gonzalez predicts the surge will get even larger. Most came from Haiti, which has been rocked by an earthquake and the assassination of their president. Gonzalez says the only way to end the humanitarian crisis is a policy decision by the White House. We could learn today if a COVID booster shot will be needed. Here's Michael Board.
An FDA meeting will vote today on whether or not that third shot will be needed for the general population. Dr. Jason Bowling with the University of Texas Health System says they've been getting a lot of calls because there's plenty of confusion.
And the White House was suggesting it, but the real question is it necessary? I think some of that got lost in the mix.
The president had hoped to begin booster shots next week, but that conflicts with two top FDA vaccine regulators, which joined a group of international scientists this week in rejecting boosters for otherwise healthy people. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
A new study shows that nearly half of all gun sales since the start of 2019 were to women. John Felker with Lone Star Handgun is not surprised.
Initially with COVID, nobody knew what was going on. There's people buying everything under the sun. Guns came after toilet paper, that's for sure.
The National Firearms Survey found that about 3.5 million women became gun owners since January of 2019. That's nearly equal to the number of men who purchased a firearm. It also found that new gun buyers were racially diverse. While 55% were white, 21% were black, and 19% were Hispanic. The Paris Lamar County Health District reports that as of Thursday evening, there were 40 new positive PCR, 80 new positive antigen, and 8 new positive antibody tests. No new fatalities were reported. Meanwhile, the Texas DSHS reports 972 active COVID cases in the county. Since the pandemic began, there have been an estimated 177 total deaths from the virus. The Texas Department of State Health Services coronavirus dashboard shows that as of Thursday, the number of active cases of COVID in Titus County had increased to 524. The Texas Department of State Health Services coronavirus dashboard shows that as of Thursday, there were 432 active cases of COVID in Hopkins County. Since testing began, there have been 129 total deaths from COVID-19 in the county. The DPS has confirmed that an officer-involved shooting occurred Thursday afternoon at about 4:45 on FM 14 near Hawkins High School. Hawkins police requested Texas Rangers to handle the investigation. No law enforcement officers were injured in the incident. No other information has been released at this time. A ladies-only basic firearm safety and training course will be hosted by the Titus County Sheriff's Office on Saturday, October 16th at 8:30. The course is free and lunch will be provided. The course will provide safety principles, safe gun handling, firearm operations, shooting, and firearm cleaning. Everyone interested should call 903-575-5619 and speak with Lieutenant Chris Bragg to obtain an application. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.